A Motorsport Podcast Network production. G'day everybody, Aaron Noonan, great to have you with me. Repco Supercars Weekly for a Thursday this week as we take a look at the latest notes and quotes in the Repco Supercars Championship. Of course, this year marks the 100th anniversary of our friends at Repco. They're driven by passion, and so are we. Visit the garage now online. It's garage.repco.com.au. A big thank you to start off this episode to V8 Sleuth fans far and wide, all those who came to Sandown last weekend. Great weather, great racing, great turnout too, which was fantastic, and great to see so many of you at our V8 Sleuth merch stall. Thanks for stopping by and giving us your support. Now into the news of the day, Newcastle, plenty of supercar fans up that way who've been starved in recent years because of COVID. Good news, the City Council's given green light approval to the March 10 to 12 dates that have been proposed for next year's Newcastle 500. It's still subject to approval from the New South Wales State Government, but there's more details now if you head to our website, v8sleuth.com.au. Speaking of the website, you'll have noticed in the last 3 or 4 weeks, plenty more content on there every day. Plenty of stories being broken in the last few weeks as well. Make it part of your reading habit every morning. V8sleuth.com.au. Check it before you leave work. Check it at lunchtime. Check it overnight time. There will be something there for you that's new every time. Now, today on the site, we've got the first photos of Erebus Motorsport's first Gen 3 Chevy Camaro chassis. Lots of pics. Check them out now on the website. That chassis being put together by the team's chassis partner, Jimmy White, who puts that stuff together over in Mount Gambier in South Australia. Some news this week, too, that we broke with Team 18. They have sold their current cars or done a deal to sell them to Ben Eggleston. So Eggleston Motorsport will take over the Winterbottom and Pye chassis, which are both 888 built cars for next year's Super 2 series. So waiting to see how that plays out for next year with who's lining up in what in Super 2 and Super 3. There's plenty of moves going on behind the scenes trying to get machinery, get chassis together. Many of the current main game teams have sold their cars to collectors and are scrambling to try to put something together to run a program in the development category next year. Now, another announcement, bit of news. This is good. If you're a fan of Greg Murphy and you're coming to Bathurst, you need to know about this. The V8 Sleuth Bathurst Open Night is on again. Thursday night, race week of the Repco Bathurst 1000 at the National Motor Racing Museum. We've done this for a few years over the course of the journey. Last year, it was Steve Richards and Jack Perkins who are our special guests. This year, because he's racing as a wild card and back at the mountain for the first time in 3 years, I'm really thrilled to have Greg Murphy with me. It's a night of chat. If you've not been to one of these before, it's Think a Sportsman's Night with the perfect backdrop of the cars, the motorbikes, the memorabilia at the National Motor Racing Museum at Mount Panorama. Of course, Murph will be signing, Murph will be taking photos, doing all that cool stuff and answering so many questions on the night and telling stories about his time at Mount Panorama. Those tickets are now available on sale now. They are limited. We only have a certain amount of room for guests on the evening. So if you're coming across from New Zealand, you're traveling from interstate, wherever you're coming from, get yourself a ticket. Head to the eventbrite.com.au website, search for the Greg Murphy V8 Sleuth Bathurst Open Night, or you can go to the link in the show notes for this episode. So however you're listening to this podcast, go to the show notes and the link will be in there. So it'll take you directly so you can buy your tickets and not miss out. Now, a really interesting car has popped up. In fact, we've just listed it for sale today on the V8 Sleuth website in our online showroom. It's an Aussie male Falcon. Remember how Brad Jones used to be the white guy and then John Bauer ran the black car? This is actually the John Bauer car that started as a white car in 2004, quickly became the black car for the rest of that season. He and Brad Jones finished on the podium at Bathurst that year in this car. But this car, it's BJR Chassis 06 for those playing along at home, is the car that John Bauer used to win at Albert Park in 2005. You might remember that BJR scored a 1-2 team finish in the Saturday race at that non-championship round because it rained. And Bradley and JB were the only two drivers to decide, let's go for dries. So they went for slick tyres. Everybody else went for wets. It dried out and they just sliced their way through to first and second. I think JB started 11th on the grid. Bradley started 24th in one of those kind of race wins that gets overlooked because it's not a championship round from back in those days. So it doesn't count in the championship statistics that we quite often discuss and talk about. It's the very same car, in fact, that John Bowes started his 200th championship round in at Pukekohe in 2006. You might remember it. They swapped the number to 200 and they had a great John Stoneham Stoney cartoon of JB on the bonnet. Unfortunately, that car had a jammed throttle, ended up in the wall down at turn one, and our good friend Scott Wensley, the longtime Aussie motorsport photographer, actually got his leg broken in that incident. So this car's had all sorts of history along the journey. It spent time in the development series with Drew Russell, went into the Kumo series with Matthew Palmer. It's been in New Zealand for the best part of the last 5 or so years. It's back in the black 2004 Bathurst Aussie Mail Brad and JB livery as it finished on the podium. It is for sale now with a bunch of memorabilia, bunch of spares. It's a pretty impressive car. In fact, we'll put the link to that on our website in the show notes as well so you can check it out. It's a pretty cool car. If you're looking for a piece of real-life memorabilia, a one-to-one scale model, it's very much a car that you should be having a bit of a look at. Now, on this day, August 25th, and you don't have to go far back into the history files to find an interesting thing that happened on this day. August 25, 2018, The Bend hosted its first ever Supercars Championship race. So that's 4 years ago, 2018, won by Shane Van Gisbergen, the Nissans of Michael Caruso and Rick Kelly on the podium to round out the top three for that very first race at The Bend in South Australia back in 2018. Also on this date, a bit further back in time, Marcus Ambrose took pole position for the 2001 Queensland 500. In fact, it was a Stone Brothers lockout. David Benanti's teammate completed the front row in the Caltex Havoline car. And that was the first of 5 years in a row that Marcus took pole at Queensland Raceway in V8 Supercars. Of course, the race the following day didn't go so well. Those cars were slow out of the blocks. Greg Crick struggled in the Ambrose car. In fact, so much so, he stepped down for the Bathurst 1000 that came a month or so later. Now, next week on the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco, it is back. It's part two of my chat with Roland Dane. We talk kind of from 2005 onwards in part two. So we talk about all of the team's ups and downs at Bathurst over the years, including the one that got away to Roland is not the one that really pops up with many race fans out there. So many people talk about Jamie Winkup in 2014, Craig Lowndes coming so close in 2011, but he opts for a different one that got away that I think is really interesting. So have a listen out for that. We also talk about the 2006 Bathurst race, the 2006 winning car, Chassis 10, and lots more, including your National Motor Racing Museum couch racer questions. And RD talks about why he reckons that the decision for Craig Lowndes to stop racing supercars full-time at the end of 2018 has been proven correct. That is Must Listen Podcasting next Wednesday. V8 Sleuth Podcast powered by Repco. Don't forget Castrol Motorsport News Podcast every Tuesday with Andrew Van Leeuwen and Stefan Bartholomaeus for the latest in news from home and abroad of local international motorsport. The best insight and analysis in the game by far with those two every Tuesday. Listen to it wherever you listen to your pods. And of course, we're back every Wednesday with the V8 Sleuth Podcast. And next week, Repco Supercars Weekly will be on Friday. So I will chat with you then with the latest of news, notes, and quotes from the Repco Supercars Championship. Have a great day.